Hello and welcome. This is Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. It is November the 14th, 2013. And this is episode 12. So thanks for coming along. Today I'm going to give a brief update of what I've done in the last week. Hasn't been a huge amount for reasons I get into. And then I'm going to talk a bit about a to-do list I've written up, and also what seeds I'm planning on planting next year. But I'll go more into that as I come along. So, right, with that, let's carry on. Right, this is Saturday, the 11th of November. Just finished at the allotment, been here for a couple of hours, got up a bit late, started making my way over, and I left the keys for the allotment at home. So I had to rush home, get there and come back. So that was most of the day wasted. In fact, when I went back for the keys, the Amanda sort of said to me, "Is it worth it?" And it probably wasn't, but I still had to get here. I brought lots of stuff to come here, like the lid for the water butt I'd left at home, some peelings and stuff for the wormery. So they've obviously gone into place. Checked over the old potato bed again, checked there was no leftover potatoes and hoed it. That's actually looking really good now. So that'll be planted up soon, covered and planted. Hoed the original garlic and onion bed. I'm going to have to name all these beds, so for the sake of this. But yeah, hoed what was that and then went on to be peas and beans. Hoed that over. And I accidentally pulled up an old pumpkin plant that still had a pumpkin growing on it. The only one I've noticed yet. It's not quite ripe. So I've quickly pulled that back into the soil and hoping for the best. Although I'll give it till next weekend, possibly a weekend after, depending on the weather. I may have to pull it and take it in a shot into the shed or something anyway. I transferred some water into the water butt up by the apple trees and stuff, just to see if there's still a leak on it, as it seems to be holding water. So I've just poured that in and what have you. I noticed on the water butt I brought up here a couple of weeks ago, that there's a little leak in what I thought I had repaired. So I spent a bit of time just trying to repair that. It's actually grown quite exponentially, this leak, so hopefully it'll be okay. But we'll see. I filled it with a bit more, so I may have to drain all that water out and try again. I don't really want to do that because wasting water, but I'll find a way of salvaging what I can. I've raked up some more leaves to go in the leaf mould bin. What I put in last week has probably reduced by 25%. So that was quite quick actually, I thought. But I've added more to it and that'll rot down and what have you. Each time I come up here, I'll probably do the same. No one's been up here again. It's just been me on my own the whole time I've been here. It's a real shame, I think, because there's still stuff that can be done. It may be miserable, but I have to admit, I mean, I'm not that wet at the moment. I did harvest a couple of cabbages, some beetroot, some carrots, some tabries and raspberries. Yeah, so I'm quite pleased with that. I could have harvested more, but I'm coming this way again on Monday, so I might, if I need some food at home, I might just grab some then. Could have harvested more apples, if I'm honest, as well. I spent a bit of time inside the shed, just having a look around and having a bit of a coffee and hiding from the rain. Definitely got a leak in the roof that I'm going to have to patch up. I'm going to do a to-do list. That'll probably be next week's podcast. I think I'll talk about my to-do list, but I'm going to start making that up Just to give something to talk about on here. In terms of nature, there's a few birds flying around. I've actually gave a bit of food, some rice we had, just scattered that around for the birds to feed. I like to encourage the birds because they do eat slugs, snails and some bad stuff. Okay, they can eat some of your produce as well, but that's nature. I like to think I grow food for myself and for nature, so rather than beating it, I try and work with it. Also noticed some interesting tracks on the turfs. Possibly badger, possibly deer. I'm going to have to look up the tracks because they're sort of three-pronged sort of thing. But they seem to have sort of kicked up some of the wood chippings, interestingly. I don't know if they're digging for grubs or something. I'm fairly sure they're badgers, to be honest. But I'm gonna think of a way I can perhaps leave something up here to record what goes on, and get some pictures of it. Then I think that might be quite an interesting thing. Okay, so with that, I'm gonna head on home now and get some dinner. Take care. See you soon. Right, okay, at home, I've not done a huge amount, really. I've completed varnishing the plant labels I made up last week and spoke about. So they're now ready to go, but I've got to make a lot more, really. I've also been harvesting more saffron. Not a huge amount, but, yeah, the cost of it is in the shops of saffron compared to what I'm getting. It's making a saving. I might be able to make enough of a saving to have paid for itself effectively. So that's something quite a positive. Now, that's it really with what I've done at home and at the allotment. So I'm going to now talk to you about what I'm planning to grow next year in terms of seeds and stuff. Now, of course, I've got my staples, my potatoes, my carrots, my onions and my garlics. The potatoes is going to be main crop and early crop. And the carrots, I'm going to do the same, early and main crops. I need to grow a lot of tomatoes and different types. So I'll be working that out as well. I need a lot of tomatoes for an event I've got on next year. Chilies, of course, and lots of different types, I think I do. Leeks, broad beans, onion, French beans. I'm not a great lover of runner beans, so I probably won't grow those. And all the brassicas, the cabbages and the kale, broccoli or calabrese, as well as cabbages. I think I may have said that, but anyway. I'm also going to try growing cauliflower. I've never grown cauliflower before, so it's going to be a good one to try. Sweet corn, I'm going to try growing as well. I can grow sweet corn. It's not really trying. It's more a fact of trying to get it to grow without being attacked by the badgers or what have you. But I've got an idea for that. I'm going to grow sweet potato again, although I haven't harvested it yet. I'm quite looking forward to that. I'm obviously going to grow courgettes as well. I'm also going to try and grow squashes again, pumpkin and butternut and vegetable spaghetti, I'm thinking, is what I'll do there. possibly a few other ones. I'll go through my list of my seeds and work out which ones I've got to grow. I'm going to try growing quinoa again. I tried that this year, but it failed. So I'll try that again. I'm going to do similar to the sweet corn. Basically, I've written a list of everything I want to grow. And then I'm going to work out what varieties I'm going to grow of each from my seed box that I have here when I go through it. Now, every year I try and grow something new, something I've never tried growing before. So I'm giving a bit of thought on that. It has to be edible. And it has to be, it doesn't have to be unusual, just one I've never grown before. Currently I'm thinking possibly dahlia yams. But I will go through a list and work that out from there. But the point is, I'm thinking about it. You know, next year may seem that long away, but we are coming up to the middle of November, really. It's not that far away. Come January, a few weeks away, I'll be starting to sow seeds. And, of course, I need to get the seeds in place, get the seeds here. And I'm going to try and be really organised and work out a plan of when I'm going to grow things, when I'm going to plant things and what have you. Of course, things can be a bit flexible because of the fact that I may suddenly come across something I want to grow instead or as well. And the weather, I can't predict what the weather is going to be in March at the moment. So I may not be able to get my potatoes in the ground come March. And that's what happened this year, actually, which is why everything has been so late behind. Right, with that, I'm going to move on to my to-do lists. I'm going to start, basically, my first to-do list is stuff I've got to make or plan in order to move on with the rest. So, as I've just said, I've got to work out a seed plan. So that means going through all my seeds, working out what grows when, what to sow when, etc, etc. I need to make some more labels. I need to make some birdhouses and some bat houses and some bee house for solitary bees. I also need to make some edging for up the allotment. Now, I'm going to continue with my to-do list of at home. Now, at home, I need to get my chilies dug up and overwintered, my chilli plants, which I'm going to do soon, and I'll be talking about that on a later podcast. I need to dig up all the tomatillos and take those away for composting. That will leave that bed bare. I can then dig in some manure and compost, and that bed is finished. And I need to tidy up the garden, go through all the herbs and tidy them up, all the herb pots. And I need to get a plan of what's going where next year. I possibly need to get some stones or bricks to get things up in the air, a bit of a better drainage. I need to go in the shed and I need to sort that out. Just to tidy up and work out what I got. And I also want to rig up a solar powered lighting and electricity system in there, which I've got a plan for. I've got all the components as well. I've just got to do it. need to replace the fence down the end as well. And apart from that, it's just general maintenance, really. Now, of course, the to-do lists can always change. So I may come across things. But again, I've thought about it and I've written it down. Now, for the allotment, the to-do list for the allotment. I need to put the edging in place that I talked about. I need to get the wood chipping and tidy up the paths and relay the paths. I need to spread horse manure on the beds and stuff, and compost as well. I need to complete the compost bins. I need to rebuild or build the small shed. I need to clear the remaining beds, harvesting what I can when it's ready. I need to clear the polytunnel, and I need to burn stuff from the polytunnel. I need to overwinter the chilies I have there as well. I need to put horse manure and compost inside the polytunnel as well and set up a path. I need to tidy the inside of a shed, and I also need to put roof felt on the shed that attached to it and repair leaks in the roof. I need to take some branches off an overhanging tree. And that's it on my list at the moment. Again, that will change as I go through the time. I did pop up the allotment on Tuesday with my camera. After doing a photography course on Sunday, I took a few photos of various things in practicing, which I will get up on the website soon. Now, as always, the website is theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Please do go visit it. Yeah, and with that, I'm going to wrap up. So this is Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and I'll hopefully speak to you soon.